Avos, Perik Beis, Mishnah Chaf Aleph, 2:21, and some Mishnayos, it's Tes Zayin, 2:16. Whatever it is, it's the last Mishnah of this Perik. And it's still Reb Tarfon talking, he's still talking about Talmud Torah. Hu haya omer, he used to say, Lo alecha malacha ligmor, the job isn't for you to finish. Velo ata ben chorin livatel memena. But you're not free to excuse yourself from the work. Im lamarta Torah harbe, nosim lecha schar harbe. If you learn a lot of Torah, they'll give you a lot of reward. V'neman hu bal malachtecha, and your employer is reliable, can be relied upon, shiyishalem lecha schar pulasecha, to pay you for your labors. V'da, and you should know, matan scharin shel tzadikim lasid lavo, the place for the recompense, the giving of the reward, the receiving of the reward for one's good deeds, for the tzaddikim, is lasid lavo, is in the hereafter, in olam haba. So, again, he's talking here about Talmud Torah, and he just finished the previous Mishnah saying this great conundrum that there's so little time and so much to do. So a person's natural response could be, okay, then I'm not going to bother trying. It's impossible. So he says, Lo lecha malacha ligmor. Well, there is a mandate on each and every Jewish male, for sure, to learn as much Torah as he can, but the Torah is infinite, and your job isn't to get it all. Your job is to get as much as possible, and yes, you're expected to really master the Torah to a great degree, but okay, don't give up hope just because it's the actual job is not completable. You know, the don't say either all or nothing. Doesn't be but perfection. Perfection is the enemy of the good. Get to work. And furthermore, v'lo'ata ben chorin li'batel memena, you're not free to excuse yourself from it. Meaning, a person might say, listen, I'm a perfectionist. What's the point of this? If I can't do the whole job, I'm not going to do any of it. And I'll choose a different activity for my life. And I'll excuse myself. And then, you know, okay, so I won't get reward and all of that. So I'll excuse myself. So the Mishnah is saying here, you're not at liberty to do so. You're not a ben chorin. It's not your option to excuse yourself. You're obliged, like an eved. Hashem, in taking us out of Egypt and afterwards, he made us his people. There's a servitude, there's an obligation. There's a covenant that we undertook at Har Sinai. It's our obligation, and we're not free. It's not our option to excuse ourselves. It's not our option to do it. It's kind of like a person can't say, you know what, this world's too hard, life's too much, I'm just going to, you know, I'll take my life and end it all. A person's not allowed to do that. He can't, because it's not true. It's not his life to take. It's Hashem's life, and therefore you have no right to sort of end it. So too, Hashem owns us, if you will, and has a claim on us such that a person's not entitled to excuse himself from Talmud Torah. He's not obligated to do it. Furthermore, im lamadat Torah harbe nos l'chaschar harbe. Know that if you put a lot of effort in and learned a lot, you'll get reward for all of it. Importantly, there's a Gemara in Brachas of Hay. Rabbi Yochanan goes to visit Rabbi Lazar, and Rabbi Lazar is sick, and he's dying, and he's crying. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Lazar, why are you crying? Maybe it's because you didn't learn a lot of Torah. And he says, don't cry over that, because she'echad amarbe ve'echad amamit, whether you learned a lot of Torah or just a little Torah, ubilvad she'echaven libo l'shamayim. What matters is that your heart was towards heaven, meaning what matters is your intentions, your efforts. Elsewhere we say, you know, lefum tzara agra. The reward is a function of one's efforts. And certainly that's true in Talmud Torah. So although the mandate is to master as much Torah as possible in breath, the schar is a function of effort. And the actual act of Talmud Torah, the maisa, is a mitzvah to itself. So every minute you're engaged in the act, to whatever extent you're exerting yourself to understand and master Torah, that's a mitzvah of infinite schar, and that will be rewarded. And the more you do, the more schar you will get, no doubt about it. So, and that's without end. So a person is therefore charged to do his very best and to make his very best effort to master the whole Torah, even though, in truth, since Torah is never-ending, that can't be done fully. The Gra brings a mashal. It's from a midrash, but it paints the right picture in one's head. He says, like, there's a king, he's got a water cistern. And it's essentially, you know, it's infinite in size, it's gigantic. So much so, when he hires workers and says, I want you guys to get, you know, get water and fill it up. So It's Mission Impossible. There's no such thing. You know, they'll never get to fill up the entire cistern. So the foolish workers say, what's the point of doing this? We'll never fill it to the top. It's just a waste of time. Let's not bother. But the smart ones say, listen, what do we care? We're getting paid to fill this thing up. You know, we're getting paid by the hour. Let's do what we can. We'll get paid well. Let's go fill up do our very best to fill as much as we can into the big cistern. So that's the idea. Talmud Torah is a mitzvah. The schar is there. The mandate is to do as much as possible, but focus not on trying to get mastery of the material. It's not just about, you know, spending time. It's about actually exerting yourself to understand and learn and remember. But the point is that your schar is a function of the effort you put in, as well as you do, and therefore the more you've mastered, the more you've gotten, the more you've done, great, you'll get schar for each and every bit of it. And you can trust Hashem that He will indeed pay you in full. This is kind of like the previous Mishnah as well. The point here is that when a person works for, you know, a bus for a human employer, so if the human employer asks for, you know, a gargantuan task, and then you might default and not pay, that sort of undermines the request, and a person's hesitant to undertake so much work if he's not guaranteed he'll get paid. But here, you're guaranteed to get paid. So although the task is gargantuan to master the Torah, do what you can and you'll know that Hashem will pay you. Again, it's not the motivation for why you're doing it. You're supposed to ultimately do it l'shma. But a person, it's la'olam, metoch shelo l'shma bo l'shma. La'olam means always. The human nature, the human condition is, starting from your little kid and onwards, you have to get motivated for something out of self-interest. There's a reward, and that will motivate you to get going, and then you can rise yourself up to realize that there's more to life than just doing things as a quid pro quo, as to getting a reward. Finally, v'da matan scharn shel tzadikim la'asid lavo, you should know that the reward for the righteous is in the hereafter. This is very important. He's coming to answer the best question that there is to ask in terms of the theological question, which is, you know, why do I see tzaddikim, people who are dedicating their lives to Talmud Torah and the like, having it so hard? If there's Hashem who's running the show and He's all powerful and He loves them, why is He not make it easier for them? So the answer in short is, very short, is that the reward for Talmud Torah is in the hereafter. The truth is that Gemara in Kedushin, Lama Tess, says that Tzchai b'hai alam leka, the reward is for all of one's mitzvahs, is not in this world, it's always in the next world. That's something for the tzaddikim, for the people who are going to the next world. And therefore, he says, don't get distraught or distracted by the fact that the reward is not evident in this world, because that's not the place of the reward. There's two stages. This is the first stage of existence. It's to earn, to grow, to develop. That's your opportunity. Now, when you have Bechira in this world, that's when you should be learning. And the second stage, the place for the recompense, for the getting of the reward, that's the Olam Haba, and therefore know that tzaddikim will get paid, but not here, they'll get paid over there in Olam Haba.